Sat in the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleagues Bill Rodgers of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy and Caleb Weiss of the Bridgeway Foundation, talking about the Islamic State's funding in Central Africa. Caleb, the striking fact is $130,000 sounds nothing compared to the kind of money that the Islamic State can raise. But you and your colleagues make it very clear that is everything that the ADF needs, correct? They buy everything they need. They take care of all their soldiers for this one stream that you identified 2 years ago. Is that all correct?
Yeah, it's a little over 200,000, I believe, which it's still, you know, sort of a drop in the bucket for the Islamic State's total, you know, funding apparatus around the world. But for the ADF, it's been instrumental in changing them. You know, prior to joining the Islamic State, as Bill mentioned, they sort of had these connections with Al-Qaeda, but they were sort of nebulous. They weren't really as concrete as they were with the Islamic State. And its former leader, Jamil Makulu, was sort of the main money man for them. And once he was arrested in 2015 in Tanzania, a lot of this, you know, a lot of their coffers sort of dried up. You know, there was, you know, after Jamil was gone, a new leader came into power, Musa Baluku, who was way more radical, way more globalist oriented, globalist meaning global jihad, that is. And he sort of started this transformation into what is now ISCAP. But after Jamil left or was arrested, the coffers dried up. They were running out of money. Morale was super low. And the first half of 2017, they killed zero people. So, you know, they started looking elsewhere and they joined the Islamic State. And they started getting, you know, financial transactions in late 2017. And by 2018, you started to see a jump in their fatality rates. They started killing more people. They started, you know, operating more freely again. And then by 2019, which is when we started first, you know, mapping out this network in the report.
We have one minute, Caleb, go ahead.
That's when their money, that's when their violence really jumped exponentially. And since then, it's just been on the rise. And like I said earlier, they've killed almost 5,000 people since 2018, which they've only done because of the Islamic State money. And again, it may sound like a little amount, but it's actually been instrumental in metamorphing the Islamic State in Central Africa, ADF, into becoming now a regional terrorist actor.
Bill, your final comment on the Islamic State in Africa. This sounds like an organization that's learning as it goes along. It's learning on the job how to be effective and match Al-Qaeda. Is that a fair summary of what we're learning? We have about 30 seconds.
I think what Caleb laid out here is the perfect example of a group, of a jihadist group that was on the ropes, you know, with significant resource problems, reaching out to a global terrorist organization and taking advantage of its global resources in order to reestablish itself. That's why you can never count these groups out. They are all there, unless they're completely dismantled. They even when they go latent, they are dangerous, because if they can develop those contacts, that network, they can regenerate and become a dangerous force.
The report is Fatal Transaction, the Funding Behind the Islamic State Central Africa Province. We thank Caleb Weiss of the Bridgeway Foundation and the Long War Journal, and we thank Bill Rajo of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy and the Long War Journal. I'm John Batch.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor,